This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, last name is Swinehart, S-W-I-N-E-H-A-R-T. Date of birth is 7/11/1977. Date of evaluation is 10/7/2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of... anxiety, insomnia, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 45 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 9/24/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Wayne Hospital. Patient chart indicates cerebral infarction. Hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction affecting left non-dominant side, generalized anxiety, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, radiculopathy, cervicalgia, dorsalgia. Patient was present during my evaluation. She acknowledged long-standing history of anxiety, insomnia, and was wondering if she can get back on melatonin and Ambien. Period patient was admitted here on Buspar 10 milligram three times a day. Period she reports that she was on 30 milligram twice a day, which seems to be true based on review of prior notes. Patient reports that she also took hydroxyzine at night time. Period. She vaguely admits that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but she believes that is not a correct diagnosis. She acknowledges history of psychiatric hospitalizations, but denies any history of suicide attempts. Period. She believes that she is from a lineage of Queen Elizabeth and believes that she's a princess, and reports that when she calls embassy in Chicago, they address her as, quote, Your Highness, unquote. Patient chart indicates that she had previous history of trial of Haldol, Ritalin, Amitriptyline, and maybe Latuda. Next paragraph, patient goes on to state that she lost her first husband in 2019, and they were married for 22 years. Period patient reports that she has a fiancé, and they are thinking of getting married. Previous notes indicates that she stated that he's in military. Patient reports that her 24-year-old daughter lives in Wichita, Kansas, and reports that her fiancé, and sometimes she described him as her husband, has a 15-year-old son. Period. Next paragraph. Patient did not know the name of this nursing home, but she knew it's October 7, 2022. She knew the governor of Michigan. She knew who the president of United States is. She could repeat three out of three objects immediately. After 3 minutes with cues, patient understood that she could benefit from seeing a psychiatrist upon discharge from this facility. Next paragraph, a review of system, general, non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pains, skin neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior to psychiatric hospitalization, yes, prior to suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widow, but she believes she has a fiancé, number of children, one daughter, current occupation, on disability. Next paragraph. Under history and habits. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test reviewed. Under history and habits, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history. Not known. Tobacco history denied. Alcohol history denied. Substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Current medications. Buspar 10 milligram 3 times a day. MAR reviewed. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 126 over 80, pulse 78, respiration 20. Next paragraph. General. Appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal, gaits, sitting, speech, clear, circumstantial, and tangential at times, mood, anxious, thought processes intact, associations are circumstantial, thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, but believes that she comes from Queen Elizabeth's lineage and described herself as a royal. Oriented at times, three memory, recent, normal, fond of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair, sleep and appetite, normal. Next paragraph, assessment plan, generalized anxiety disorder 41.1. Plans increase buspar to 330 milligram twice a day as she had taken previously. Period also start hydroxyzine 50 milligram HS, which could help with anxiety as well as insomnia. Period, I don't see indication to restart Ambien or melatonin at this time. Number two, rule out bipolar disorder unspecified F 31.9. Peer patient denies the need to be on any mood stabilizers or second generation antipsychotics. Next paragraph, disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Peer notify our service. 20 persistent mood changes, medication adverse effects. Peer may benefit from therapy and referral to our psychiatric follow-up upon discharge when medically stable. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check. Common side effects of buspar. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above. Stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.